Yeah, from an incident that happened during the 11th of June, we had against the accused persons. We had the option to appeal the decision of the court, which we explored. We're exploring all for the last few weeks, and we managed to successfully file the appeal yesterday, the Court of Appeal. So basically, that is the status of our position on the appeal that happened.
All right. And after submitting your appeal, how long will it take for the court to respond to your appeal?
Yeah, it depends, depending with the availability of the panel that determined the appeal. So most of the time, it's always a challenge of all the members of the panel if they're available to consider and determine it. But they will, of course, push and have it received. The Court of Appeal can work on it soonest. This has been our concern all along, but the truth of it is the reliance on how efficient the Court of Appeal will be to have this appeal heard and disposed soonest, depending with the merits of it. So we're looking forward to see the court moving.
And Mr. Philip, we understand during the trial, Peter Biar Jag was kept in the national security detention. Can we know where is he now?
Yeah, from the day, the date of the verdict, all the accused, all the convicts were taken, were transferred to the Juba main prison. That is where they are currently, since that day.
And we understand that you had also been following on the issue of terrain. Has a lawyer hired on this issue of terrain? How far has the case gone?
The issue of terrain is a big concern because of the lack of cooperation from the government, the Minister of Defense itself. We moved a few months back for execution. There was someone, but then there's been a bit of a push to have this thing settled by the ministry. But the delay is frustrating. The government, the ministry itself is not complying. And as we are now, we are moving back to court now to order for attachment. We've been trying to identify the properties of the Minister of Defense. So we just ask court to attach them because non-compliance with the court order is a violation. And this is what the ministry is doing now. They're not complying with the orders of the General Court Marshal. And for them to comply is to push the court that attack their properties, attack their cars, attack the whatever property they have that currently they have. So depending with the courts, it's a discretion of the court not to determine it. But what we're doing is to push and ensure that these orders are complied with in form of attachment.
And Mr. Philip, thank you so much for your time with Radio Mira. Is there anything you want to update us on?
Just to nothing much on the same, but we are still calling that the government should respect and comply with the decisions of court over and over again, because this is where they seem to be failing. And we hope this time around they abide with whatever the courts come up with.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Philip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye.